Ladies and gentlemen, with your very kind indulgence, my wife and myself will present to you our famous nautical extravaganza. Thank you, Bert. That's right.
What's to be done with a drunken sailor, so the saying goes. We're not tight for none too bright, great Scott, I don't suppose. We lost our way and we lost our pain to make the thing complete. We've been and gone and lost the blooming fleet. Has anybody seen our ship, the HMS Peculiar? We've been on shore for a month or more.
When we see the captain, we should get what for?
Heave ho, my hearties,
sing glory, hallelujah.
A lady bold as she could be, pinched our whistles at the golden key. Now we're in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Has anybody seen our ship?
Oh, la, 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 la.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Here, Jack.
What?
Who was that lady I saw you walking down the street with the other day?
That was no lady. That was my wife.
Wait for it.
Better to come. Yeah. Why did you leave school?
Why did I leave school, Jack?
Yeah.
Appendicitis.
What do you mean, appendicitis?
Couldn't spell it.
Oh, dear. Oh, isn't that pretty arc? It'll never get well if you pick it.
Oh.
That'll go better second house. Yeah.
Here, Jack, where was you last night?
Where was I last night?
Where was you last night?
Cemetery.
Oh, Tommy, anybody did?
All of them.
Hey! That's a place for a minute, a minute.
I got a little riddle to ask you.
You got a little riddle to ask me, Jack?
Why is getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning like a pig's tail?
I don't know, Jack. Why is getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning like a pig's tail?
Twirly. Oh, dear. Now. What's two?
Yeah, Jack. What? I've been very worried about you lately.
Pourquoi, French?
I heard you had adenoids.
You heard I had adenoids?
I heard you had adenoids.
I don't speak of it.
Why not?
Adenoids me.
Oh, what's to be done with the girls on shore who lead our tars astray? What's to be done with the drinks galore that make them pass away? We got wedgies from our first 5 beers. After that, we lost control. And now we find we're up the blinking pole. Has anybody seen our ship? The HMS Disgusting. We've 3 guns aft and another 1 fore. They promise us the funnel for the next world war. Heave ho, my hearties, the quarter deck needs dusting. We had a binge last Christmas, yeah. A nice plum pudding and a round of beer. But the captain pulled his cracker and we cried, oh dear, has anybody seen our ship?
Has anybody seen our ship?
The HMS Suggestive. She sailed away across the bay and we haven't had a smell of it since New Year's Day. Heave ho, my hearties, we're getting rather restive. We pulled our money, spent the lot. The world forgetting by the world forgot. Now we haven't got a penny for the you-know-what. Has anybody seen our, anybody seen our, anybody seen our ship?
Steam ahead, you can trust in me. Now we're hanging on for dear life between the devil and that deep blue sea. His crew are all landlubbers, his sons and his daughter. None of them has spent time on this kind of water. He's never piloted a ship, he does not want advice. 'Cause he heads into the storm, I guess he'd rather roll the dice. And when it all goes wrong, we can't say we weren't warned. When it all goes wrong, when we're overtaken by the storm. When it all goes wrong, when he drives this ship aground, we'll throw captain and crew overboard, then turn the ship around. Better batten down the hatches as the ship of state will drift. We never know exactly when and how his mood will shift. He can't focus on the ocean, he can't focus on the land. Our captain's so distracted by what's tweeting in his hand. Pirates lurking on the waves, hackers in the wires. Love the way he'd jab his finger when he said, "You're fired." As if those words entitled him to lead this bloodless coup. I look forward to the day we say those words to you. When it all goes wrong, we can't say we weren't warned. When it all goes wrong, when we're enveloped by the storm. When it all goes wrong, when he drives that ship aground, we'll throw captain and crew overboard, then turn the ship around. Okay, we'll throw you life preservers so you do not drown. But we're gonna throw you overboard, then turn the ship around.
The Kumquat Institute of America invites you to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science. As we look in on the well-equipped modern laboratory today, we see that little Jimmy Schwab is just arriving to watch Mr. Science perform his latest fascinating experiment.
Oh, Jimmy, you're just in time to watch me perform my latest fascinating experiment.
Gosh, Hemlock, that's wonderful, Mr. Science. I was afraid I was going to be late.
Oh?
I had a little trouble walking in these plastic snowshoes you made for me last week. Can't seem to get them off, you know?
Well, you're not supposed to take them off, Jimmy. I molded them to your feet so you wouldn't lose them.
Gosh, that's a Jim Dandy idea, Mr. Science. And I really don't mind at all that I have to sleep standing up.
Well, I'm glad you like your new snowshoes so well, Jimmy. But now it's time to move along to today's experiment.
Prime and Netley's, Mr. Science. What experiment have you planned for today?
Well, today, Jimmy, we're going to prove that wood will float in water.
Glorioski! You mean that just plain everyday wood will float in water?
Well, that's what we're going to try to prove. Now, first, we'll fill up this laboratory receptacle with tap water.
Holy Ned, Mr. Science. That faucet broke right off in your hand. Now you won't be able to turn the water off.
Well, we'll have to get a wrench or something after the show is over. We'll just let it run for the time being. Now, I see that our receptacle is full of water, and we'll try floating some wooden objects on it.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, Mr. Science. What are those wooden objects you have in your hand there?
Oh, those are called toothpicks, Jimmy.
Great. Day in the morning. Wait till I tell the kids at school that I've seen real toothpicks.
Yes, well, now, you notice that the toothpicks do float in the water.
Wow.
Now, I'll try a little larger wooden object.
Gosh, Mr. Science, that faucet's still running full force over there, and the water is almost up to my knees now.
A little is spilling out over the floor, but we'll mop it up after we go off the air.
Criminy, Mr. Science, your workbench is starting to float over there. It must be made out of wood, too.
Yes, that's a very good example of the principle that we're trying to prove today.
Gee, the water's almost up to my shoulders. Down, Mr. Science. I wouldn't complain so much, but it's awfully cold water.
Well, just try not to think about it, Jimmy. Now, next, we're going to try floating this small maple block in this receptacle of water.
Jiminy, is that a real maple block? Wait till I tell the
Jimmy, where are you, boy? Hold your hand up so I can see you, Jimmy. Hold, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Mr. Science has been brought to you by the Kumquat Institute of America.
Cold stone finger bone, gonna sail away. You won't see me for the clouds of my ears. I'm leaving today, leaving right away, leaving even you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it's time for us to begin the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. As we begin, we want to say to you, remind you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Scott Rodas, member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. He worked for years. This is how many of us met him in the first place. He worked for over 30 years at the Ocean County Library in New Jersey as the special events coordinator, where he brought major recording artists and renowned authors from around the globe to the library. The founder of the genius comedy team of Saki and Jamie. They were kind enough to grace the very first of the Bubbles in the Think Tank records, the Petite 7-inch. Scott Rodas just passed away at 53. He was really a great supporter of the show. Of course, Saki and Jamie made any number of little drops to add to the program over the years. It was very nice, and I always feel very lucky for his daughter, who was Jamie of Saki and Jamie, Samantha. I always thought about how the day would come for Scott that she would be a teenager and too cool and not want to like have all this internet stuff out there, you know, of her doing this thing with her dad. But I gotta say, she's really lucky to have all that. So it's the initial radio obituary for Scott Rodas right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Never follow Costello under E.
Rule number 8, guitar solo!
Rule number 9.
Hey, this record's mine.
Sorry. Rule number 10.
A big fat head.
What?
Fine and juicy.
Jamie.
Welcome to Chef Jamie's Italian Kitchen. This week's recipe?
Meatballs!
Now here's Chef Jamie.
Can I have an assistant from the audience, please?
I'll help you.
Okay, what's your name?
You know my name.
Just say it.
Saki.
Okay, Mr. Saki. Read me the first thing in that cookbook.
All right, first thing says one frying pan.
Hand me that frying pan over there.
Here you go. No! Oh, ow! Jamie!
It's Chef Jamie!
Ow!
Visit Saki and Jamie at sakiandjamie.com.
That's Italian!
Mamma mia!
Saki!
What?
I'm sorry I hit you over the head with the frying pan.
Two times.
Yeah, I know. But I got you a surprise. Some mixed nuts.
Oh, this is a nice little jar of mixed nuts. Thanks, Jamie. I'll have it after lunch.
Visit Saki and Jamie at Saki.
Wait a minute. Eat them now.
No, I had a big breakfast. I'll just save them for after lunch. Thanks.
Visit Saki and Jamie.
I really, really want you to open them now.
All right. No! Snakes!
Okay, announcer.
Visit Saki and Jamie at sakiandjamie.com.
They're not real snakes.
Mmm.
to take a little break. We'll be right back. Don't forget, our advice always, keep drinking.
Ricky Bates.
You all are so nice. I've probably told you that before, but I know you're just practicing the ethos of Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. And if you see somebody walking down the street without a smile, you give them yours and you go, mm-mm, that felt good. You all are the best. The post-initial radio obituary is for Nancy Holloway, the American jazz, pop, and soul singer and actress, popular during the 1960s, especially in France. She performed and lived there for the vast majority of her life. Let's see. She retired from performing in 2008 after her decades as a successful yay-yay style pop singer. Considered uniquely attractive in France as an American singer singing American songs specifically for the French market with a distinctly American accent that only added to her charm. Aww. Nancy Holloway just passed away at 86. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Le fils de mon voisin est un curieux bébé. Dès 6h du matin, il se met à crier, à taper dans ses mains, à secouer son nocher. Ça fait son père joue tout le monde dans une boîte de nuit. Sa mère du saxophone, hélas, elle est partie. Il n'y a plus personne pour s'occuper du petit. Si bien qu'au vers midi, la danse est tellement gay que debout dans son lit, il se met à danser. Et quand je l'entends hurler, c'est qu'il vient de tomber sur le plancher. On s'y pas arrêté, je suis allé chercher en bas chez le crémier un grand bouteille de lait. Mais quand je m'apportais à ce sacré bébé, il m'a fait
bébé.
Je me suis dit tant pis, y en a pour quelques jours. Mais chaque jour c'est pire, y a de quoi devenir sourd. Surtout depuis lundi, on a payé au petit un tambour. Et puis quand par hasard j'habite un garde chez moi, que soudain dans le noir il me prend dans ses bras. En me disant tout bas, chérie, embrasse-moi. Alors là,
let's see here. So this is going to be the antepenultimate radio obituary. I told you I didn't put a lot of effort into the show tonight, but we're going to be putting a lot of effort into this radio obituary live on the air. So I'm just warning you right now. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Valerie Harper, the American actress. She began her career as a dancer on Broadway. She was also steeped in the improv comedy of Second City. She started there. I'm not sure what year she started in Second City, actually. I should know that, but I don't. But of course, she was best remembered as Rhoda Morgenstern on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, where she was on there 1970 through 77. It spin off Rhoda 74 through 78. Let's see here. She won some Emmys for her work. She had her own sitcom from 86 to 87, Valerie. She was in Freebie and the Bean. Forgot all about that. Which probably shouldn't be too surprising. That's terrible, I know. Yeah. And, oh, she was a guest star on The Muppet Show in 1976 in their very first season. Stuff and things. Valerie Harper just passed away at 80. And, you know, I just moved recently and I was only able to put my hands on one of the albums that I have that has her on it. But I want to play two tracks from it. And they're on different sides of the record. So, we're going to have a little flip of the record in the middle of this radio obituary. So hang tight for that. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Valerie Harper right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And then I even turned the wrong turntable on. So now you get to listen to me re-cue the record. And then come back and do this again. I know you all love it when this kind of stuff happens, and especially the way I attempt to talk while I do the things. So let's see how that goes here as I do what has to be done. Because right now I'm listening to the record playing backwards, trying to get it back to where it needs to be. We're getting close. Oh, there we are. Now we can start the antepenultimate radio obituary for Valerie Harper right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Things might have been different in the USA if some of these things had happened.
Christopher Columbus sailed across the ocean blue. He made his famous voyage with a Spanish-speaking crew. The shores of Puerto Rico were all that Chris could reach. But if his crew was Jewish, he'd have reached Miami Beach.
Things might have been different. Things might have been different.
The pilgrims came to Plymouth Rock, and when their crops decreased, a friendly band of Indians took the pilgrims to a feast. If those were Jewish Indians, Thanksgiving we would eat potato latkes, matzo balls, and strictly kosher meat.
Oh, things might have been different. Things might have been different.
The name of Peter Stuyvesant we all remember still. He bought Manhattan Island for a $20 bill.
The Continental Army nearly froze. They spent that awful winter with no food and frozen toes. If Washington was Jewish instead of Valley Forge, the army would have checked in up at Grossinger's with George.
I wonder if the tale of Ponce de Leon is the truth. They say that he was searching for a fountain full of youth. If Leon had been Jewish, an ancestor of mine, he would have found a fountain full of Manischewitz wine.
Okay, as promised, now we're going to flip this record over while we're on the mic you know, if it wasn't a radio obituary, it would be a much different scenario, because then I could just play something else, flip the record, blah, blah, blah. Or if it was an obit where I had more stuff, that would be an option too. But instead, I'm going to do a visual cue on this one. But actually, no, I'm way too OCD to not listen to it really quick while I talk to you here and make sure that I cue it up correctly, since I obviously made that mistake on the last one. See, and I was going to make this mistake on this one too. But luckily, I'm talking to you and listening to this stuff now. But I can stop doing that, because I don't know what I've been saying while I've been doing that. Now we resume the antepenultimate radio obituary for Valerie Harper right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A call from Greenwich Village.
Hello.
Hello, Mama.
Hello, sweetheart. My Shirley is calling on the telephone. She's calling her mother, who misses her very much. Since Shirley doesn't call so often, since she moved into our own apartment with a girlfriend named Beverly in Greenwich Village. And I haven't heard from her since yesterday afternoon. It's my Shirley.
Mama, how do you feel, Mama?
How should I feel when I fixed up your room so nice with blue drapes you always wanted down to the floor and the velvet bedspread? So when you get tired of that way of life in Greenwich Village, your room will be here waiting for... my Shirley.
Listen, Mama, there's something you ought to know.
And how should I feel when Dr. Kleiman told me just this morning in an emergency visit to the house that my varicose veins are popping out again? And I'm not getting enough sleep. I haven't slept for 6 weeks since you've been gone, not to speak of my headaches and my palpitations. All of which Dr. Kleiman says it is because I'm worried about you. My Shirley.
Tell you what I have to tell you. I met a boy.
That's nice. And did you know that while I was up all night deathly sick from worrying about you, I made a whole quart of creplach soup you love so much. I went to the post office 5 o'clock this morning and mailed it strictly special delivery to my Shirley.
Mom, I met this boy and last night we ran away and got married.
That's very nice. So I said to myself, what's the difference if I'm sick? But at least I had you for 32 years. And it was wonderful, especially after your father left for Bagels and Lox one Sunday morning 7 years ago and never came back. Thank you for being my Shirley.
That's not all, Mama. He doesn't have a job and his name is Michael O'Neill.
It's so nice that my Shirley called her mother today to say hello so I can hear the beautiful voice of my Shirley.
Mom, I'm so happy that you're not the least bit upset.
Why should I be upset? I have no reason to be upset, 'cause the minute I hang up the phone, I'm gonna kill myself.
I don't know if you can hear it, but the students are back. But we still have a few more weeks left where we can spill over into the next hour, so don't get upset yet. Bubbles in the Think Tank enjoys the flexibility of the summer at the Tufts University. But we're glad. Oh, they're all very excited. I'm sorry. I'll stop paying attention to them and bring my attention back to you, the listener, as we move to the penultimate radio obituary for Donnie Fritz, the American session musician and songwriter. He was a recording artist in his own right, best known as being Kris Kristofferson's keyboardist for over 40 years. He was a member of the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. Let's see here, started playing drums in local bands at the age of 15, tender age of 15. He worked with Rick Hall, Arthur Alexander, Dan Penn, David Briggs, Jerry Carrigan, Norbert Putnam, excuse me. He was involved in many of the early songs and recordings created in the Muscle Shoals music industry. Donnie Fritz just passed away at 76. It's the, what I say, the penultimate radio obituary. Was something that I think was a bee's knee. No, this came out too early to be a bee's knee. Yeah. I think you're going to be happy with this obit, as happy as you can be with any obit here. As part of the penultimate radio obituary for Donnie Fritz, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
If it's really got to be this way, I can take it, I know. I'll just carry on day to day till I can make it on my own. I'll cry, but I'll get by, and I'll forgive you, girl, by and by. And I'll forget you someday if it's really got to be this way. What you think you need, then go ahead, girl, and do it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but if it's what you want, I'll live through it. I'll cry, but I'll get by, and I'll forgive you, girl, by and by. And I'll forget you someday if it's really got to be this way. In my heart, there will always be a place for you. In my heart, I will always believe we could have made it. And I'll forgive you, girl, by and by. And I'll forget you someday if it's really got to be this way. I'll forget you someday if it's really got to be this way.
Last night, all alone in a barroom, met a girl with a drink in her hand. She had ruby red lips, gold black hair, and eyes that would tempt any man. Then she came and sat down at my table as she placed her soft hands in mine. I found myself wanting to kiss her. station was flowing like wine. And I was almost persuaded, yes, to strip myself of my pride. I was almost persuaded to push my conscience aside. Then we danced and she whispered, I need you. Take me away from here and be my man. Oh, yes. Then I looked into her eyes and I saw it. Yes, the reflection of my wedding band. Got me that time to let strange lips lead me on. Yes, I was almost persuaded, yes, but your sweet love made me stop in. And go. Yeah, what a chick, what a chick. Them strange shops. Oh, they knock me up. Crumb crushes. Oh, come here, baby, and wash me one. I'm persuaded. Yeah, I'm easily persuaded, baby. Run into me and wash me one. Somebody better run you, I expect. Oh, those lips. Yes, those lips. Oh, those nice, fine, juicy lips there.
Shut your mouth. if two people really love each other, they should try and work things out. So I listen to my Mary, and my life was filled with glee. But one night at a party, some bad luck came to me. There was a guy messing with my Mary, and I begged him to let her.
Choo-choo train.
took enough pills for big Memphis town. Old Jerry Lee's drank enough whiskey to lift any ship off the ground. I'll be the first to admit, sure do wish these people would quit it. You know it's tough enough to straighten up, and these idiots won't leave you alone. Jerry Lee Lewis is alive. What a make a damn good the country song. I've always done my best. I've tried to walk tall, walk on, killer. But when the evening was over, I was drunk, stumbling in the walls. Well, I know I've earned my reputation. Can't they see I found my salvation? I guess they'd rather prove me wrong. My life would make a damn good country song. Let's get it now. I've had my share of women, but they always seem to leave. Gonna put me in another quarter. Hello, pinball machine. Well, I know the old killer's been wrong, but old chains came over me, took too long. My life would make a damn good country song.
That nearly wraps up tonight's episode, but we do still have the ultimate radio obituary to go. So.